Why do some adults who've been abused physically or sexually as children develop depression, while others do not? It's a question that researchers at the University of Melbourne decided to investigate. And through a study, they've identified a potential genetic link. The lead investigator is Dr. Chad Bowersman, a senior research fellow at the University of Melbourne. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Patricia.
You did a 5-year study looking at the SERT gene, which transports serotonin, a mood regulator. And what did you uncover?
Well, basically we found that, first off, all of us carry one of three versions of this gene, so the short-short, short-long, or long-long. But what we found was that individuals that carried the short-short version who had experienced sexual or physical abuse as a child were more likely to experience ongoing severe depressive symptoms in middle age. But conversely, those with the same genotype but no history of abuse were actually happier than the rest of the studied population.
Can the negative elements of these findings be extrapolated for people who have suffered child abuse but have had other negative traumatic experiences?
Well, it's difficult to extrapolate from our data because all we did is look at sexual and physical abuse. So we can't really say other traumatic experiences from our data, but that is something that we are interested in looking at in the future.
So how will this change the way we potentially deal with depression? It seems quite remarkable, this finding. Where can it lead us?
Well, I mean, I think it's important that I think what our results really support is the notion that some people do have a genetic makeup that makes them more sensitive to their environment in both for a better and for worse manner. And that, you know, it also provides us a bit of hope as well as you can't change your genotype, you can't go back and change your childhood, but you can take steps to modify your current environment. And we think that that current environment may be able to assist these individuals, particularly that have these genotypes that make them more sensitive to their environment.
You've argued also that this is an argument against genetic determinism, as you've called it. Can you explain what you mean by this?
Yeah, I mean, what we're trying to say there is that the traditional way of thinking of risk genes, and we hear about these a lot in media as well as in the research world, but what we're trying to argue is that these traditional risk genes may be a risk in a certain context, but may actually be beneficial in another context. And this kind of goes into more of an evolutionary theory of why do risk genes remain in our gene pool if they were just a risk gene. So we figure there must be some benefit from it, and our results support that notion.
So is part of your findings here that life is a lottery for everyone, as well as the 23% who have this gene? But for people with this gene, life will be more extreme. That is something you can expect.
Possibly, but our results aren't able to extrapolate to that level. It basically just suggests that they may be more sensitive to their environment. But we do need to remember that we just looked at one particular variation of one gene of more than 20,000 genes that we all carry. So we do need to be cautious in that sense.
Well, I want to thank you for talking about this this finding. It's really fascinating stuff.
Thank you, Patricia.
And that was Dr. Chad Bowersman, a senior research fellow at the University of Melbourne. You're listening to RN Drive.